Germans against any law at that time. They shot at the parachutists in the air. It was a very difficult situation, but it was very lucky. There was the famous Battle of Arnhem, but that part where I was hidden stayed with the parachutists, and then they freed us, and so I could go free. It was very interesting. One of the first parachutists I met, I told them, look, I was very proud, I'm a Jew. And so he started to talk with me Yiddish, but in Holland we never spoke Yiddish and I didn't know a word of Yiddish. So he said, you are not a Jew. If you don't know Yiddish, you are not a Jew. But anyhow, this is one of my reminders. But they freed us, and we should not forget that it cost many American and British and soldiers to free us Jews from the Nazi occupation. In my parents, who lived in also in the south of Holland, were freed by Canadian troops, and they went to a city which is called Maastricht in the south of Holland. I heard from a passing rabbi from the British army that my parents were living in the south of Holland. I do not remember how, but somewhere I took myself to, by it was about a few hundred kilometers, I took some lift to somewhere, I got to Maastricht, and then I didn't know where they would live in Maastricht, I had no single idea, I just knew they were there, and then the strange thing happened, I walked in the street, I met my father didn't recognize me, he had very bad eyesight, but at least I was with them. Then my three brothers, they were still longer in Holland, they were freed only in May, and they came later home. Now, I decided that when the war was finished, that Holland cannot protect me, and Holland cannot save my life, and I do not want to live in a country with people who have personally nothing done me wrong, but I don't want to live in a country which cannot save my life and cannot protect me. And I almost immediately went to Palestine on a boat. It took me about 3 weeks. And then when I arrived in Haifa, and it's not a cliche, but it's the first time in my life I really felt free. I felt free from everything. You know, I'm among my own people. I felt free and was very happy. I had luck. I went 1 year to an agriculture school and then started the War of Freedom in Holland. I almost immediately volunteered to the Israeli army, and after some time I was wounded in the War of Liberation. They took me out of the army for a year or two till I came back. I reserved duty till, you will not believe it, but till the Gil of 49. I started in 52. I tried to get myself some job. I had some Boy Scout groups in Jerusalem, and then I went to work for a settlement organization, the Jewish Agency Settlement Organization, to assist in new immigrants from Morocco and from Iraq and other places to settle down in new villages. And I was able to start up a few villages. I don't mention here the names, but they're very well known in Israel. And that is it. Then, after 7 years, a private company, which is today owned by Nestle, it was founded a few years before by seven producers of noodles, very, very small factories, and they decided to unite themselves and started to import, it's a plain story, dried soup. When my mother, who lived in Holland, and very fervently right, you have a famous Dutch woman a magazine which is called Libelle, and on the backside there I saw there a product which is called instant pudding, and instant pudding is made, you know, from cold milk and powder. At that time there were not much frigidaires, so I told this company that's a very good product for you, and they started to produce, and sell instant pudding, which still today in Holland is one of the best sellers of this company. And from there, we went to jelly. Then they had another problem, which has maybe not much to do with this. They had a problem that we in Israel tried to be as independent as possible for any food ingredients from abroad. So they wanted to make, thank you, they wanted to make soya sauce, and they imported from Japan an hydrolyzer, but this hydrolyzer could make in one day 1,000 liters, and I think all the needs of the Israel at that time was maybe 100 liters a year or 200 liters a year. So they tried to find a new product, and then I, because of my agriculture background, I found a way that one of the main problems of Israel is the Middle East flea, and it attacks the orange and the grapefruit and so on. So they started, and it would attract. It would be very good to take the pesticide with this hydrolyzed to spray in the orange groups, and that they did by planes.
Maybe
I finished it. They did it by planes, but that needed hundreds and hundreds of kilos, so that was a good thing. Out of that, and I go further, it will take 2 minutes more. I tell you that I was asked to manage a film studio as a director of a film studio. They told me very good things. They told me that, Mr. Root, you get the same salary which you have at that company, which was quite high already at that time, and you get 14% of the profit. So I, stupid enough, is a fantastic, the same salary, 14% of the profit. The first day that they went to this company, I asked for the balance, and then it came that 25 years he never made a cent profit. So, but I was lucky, they started films and so on, so I did not so bad. In 67, and I started for myself, I had enough of bosses, and I tried to found four companies. I have four sons, two of them are here, two grandsons of mine are here. And I thought that my sons, when they grow up, they will never agree to work together. They are very independent, like myself. So, but finally, two of my sons, they took over the companies when I finished in 90, and two other sons, one is a lawyer, one works for Al-Al, they didn't want to go into business. Now, to come back...
Maybe if I can we are running out of time a little bit. I would just like to maybe ask one final short question. So you are 94 years old now.